95 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Never see the light because you are in complete darkness. Have you ever been a kid and you got... Didn't it frighten you? Might be frightening us now. But my point is this. When we are absent from the Lord, we are absent from the light. If Jesus is the light of the world, light shined in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. And when we are absent, when we are away from the Lord, we're moving farther and farther away from the light. And that's where we will spend eternity, absent from the Lord. For God cannot have fellowship with sin. The gospel was rejected by men or people who were unable or unwilling to accept it. 1 Corinthians 1:18 states, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." To them that perish foolishness. To them that perish, foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Ephesians 2:2 state, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. My brothers and sisters, historical data says the Roman used the cross as a humiliating form of execution, reserved for the worst criminals or the insurrectionists. The Greeks believed that the gods, little gods, operated above the limitations of people and would not have allowed themselves to be treated as Jesus was treated. And then the Jews regarded the cross as a shameful punishment and even a curse from God. Now we understand why some won't accept Jesus as Lord. But anybody who rejects him rejects salvation. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall thank you. My brothers and sisters, Satan work of blinding the people mind make it impossible for them to see the light of the gospel. My brothers and sisters, the gospel in its very core is an invitation into light. One that reveals healing and transforms, not by human merit, but by divine plan and love. The gospel then is not concealed. In fact, it points to Christ, who as the image of God's revealed. God is revealing us who he is. Now we understand why Jesus said, "When you have seen me, Philip, you have seen the Father. For I and the Father are one." Verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." This tells us that what's inside of you is important. It says what's in you will ultimately come out of you. This treasure referred to the priceless message of the gospel and the indwelling presence of God, entrusted to ordinary, fragile people though we are weak and imperfect, God chooses to display divine power through us so that the glory is unmistakably his and not our own. It ain't about us. It's about him. Our limitations, rather than hindering the message, actually magnifies the wonders of God's grace, and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. See, God is doing something, even though we don't quite understand it. Even though we go through trials and tribulation, God is glorifying because he's working things out for our good. And when God works things out in our life, he is glorified because he has the ultimate plan and he knows it. And so when we think we are weak, we are actually drawn closer to him because we call upon him. And if we think about what we're experiencing today, I just said we need to start what? Praying. We stop praying. I think Sister Cotton said it well last week. We forgot how to pray. And in order to change things, in order to see a change, we need to return back to prayer. Paul's word remind us that the transformative power of the gospel is not rooted in human wisdom, status, or ability, but in the surpassing greatness of God. I understand who he is. I talk to him all of the time. I know I'm wearing him. I know what God is up to when we see prophetically things occurring rapidly every day. I shared with Sister Mathis, I saw something. I said, I've got an epiphany. I just saw something that we're seeing today, and I'm going to share it with you because I know it's coming. There's division between two parties, and they ain't changing. God said this thing will come to pass. I don't know why he let me see this years ago. There is division such as we have never seen before. And they say they don't care whether they're doing it by the law or not. Let me get back to the scripture. But when God has placed a mandate and he has revealed his word, he said, here are the things that will come to pass, and it will not change because it is part of the plan. The plan to draw people back to him. The plan to get us back on our knees. The plan to get us into a relationship that will get us back to where he wants us to be. Because we have forgotten where we came from. My brothers and sisters, as jars of clay, our role is not to glory in ourselves, but to reveal the treasure within us. The radiant light of Christ that shines through our cracks, illuminating a world in need of hope. I appeal today like I have never appealed before. I don't know why I'm thrusting out what God is revealing to me. He said, I gave you that 20 years ago, and now you're seeing it manifesting itself. Sister Mathis has heard all of the stuff that I've said the Lord has revealed to me. And it's coming quicker than it's ever been before. And the Lord is simply saying, I'm fulfilling the purpose and the plan for you. As a close, verse 9 states, persecuted, there it is, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. There's going to be some persecution that's coming. But God says, don't worry, I'm not going to forsake you. If the early church went through persecution, what makes us so different? I could say a lot about that. I can't. It's too much. But it shall come to pass. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. That's life challenges. We will face challenges in life, but the Lord says, lo, I am with you always. Remember that. Paul paints a vivid portrait of resilience in the face of adversity. We may endure opposition, misunderstanding, or even outright hostility. Yet we are never abandoned, never left to journey alone. We may feel like we're alone. We may feel like we're out there by ourselves. But he said, no, I'm with you. The pressures of life may press us down, and moments of despair may cast their shadow, but the sustaining hand of God keeps us from being destroyed. If God protected the children of Israel, how much more would you think he would protect you who love him? God is saving us from ourselves. And because he's saving us, he has something in store for us. That preparation that I began this message with, and this preliminary stages of going and getting where he wants us to be, is with him in heaven. Let me share this. God ain't concerned about your history, because your history has already been paid for, because you are a believer. If what you have done is history in God's eye, God ain't concerned about your history. He's concerned about your future. Where is our future? Our future is in heavenly places. God ain't concerned about your past. God said your past was paid the moment you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. He's concerned about your future. Your future now has a lot to do with your rewards and the stuff that you're going to get when you get to heaven. Not everybody will be rewarded the same way. God is concerned about our future. He has worked out the plan of salvation because of our past. And now he said, I'm working now for your future. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That's future. But one day the future will be in the present tense. And what I mean by that, one day we will all leave this place and go to heaven and reside with the Lord, to come back here and set up the kingdom of the Lord for 1,000 years. Jesus reigned. It's called the millennium. And in that 1,000 year, Christ will reign. And Daryl, after the 1,000 year reign, Satan will be loose again. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Because during the millennium, there will be people that will be born during the millennium. It is focusing on the nation of Israel. Everything points toward his people. The children of Israel is the people that we should be focused on. I don't know why Netanyahu is doing what he's doing. But God said, if you war against the nation of Israel, you're warring against him. I have shared, there have been some bad kings in the nation of Israel. I can only recall a couple of them. All the rest of them, Sister Matt, have been bad, am I right? I mean bad kings. But God, who is rich in mercy, the God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore, is still working things out for our good. Because the way we are, we can't do it for ourselves. This is all about him and what he has done for us. And when we accept him as Lord and Savior, we understand why we are here. And don't forget why you started. The door of the church open. If you're here today and the Lord has spoken to your heart in a prophetic and
thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop.